From the DLC Media News Center is Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program produced by the DLC Media News Center. My name's Landon Kleindorfer. Today I am joined by the Grow Up in West Central Indiana Committee, and with them is Holly Kurtzinger from Indiana State, as well as Chrissy Pickering from Ivy Tech, and as well as Mackenzie Kumpf helping out as well. But I appreciate all of you guys coming out and talking about this program. And you know, you're going to a lot of different towns. You've already been to a couple. So if you just want to briefly kind of explain what you have going on and what this program is.
Thank you for having us. We are Indiana State and Ivy Tech, and specifically Holly and myself, are engaged in the community enough that we see a lot of the needs that our communities have in regard to early childhood education and childcare. And while we know that anecdotally, we need to know more specifically what issues our communities are facing so that we can help as a group, as West Central Indiana, to solve those issues for everyone that's in our our whatever it is that we live in, counties.
Mm-hmm.
Region.
Region, yeah. Thank you.
The Wabash Valley,
that's correct. It is really a regional collaborative looking at pulling together the data so that then we can further aggregate the data and put that data to use in solving some of the child care challenges that our community is facing. This piece serves as a roadmap for those next steps and would help to inform those who are interested in helping to solve the child care concerns that our region is facing.
So what kind of data is it that you guys are looking for whenever you've got your surveys out and you're obviously going to these different communities? What are the sorts of data that you're looking for?
That's a really good question, and I'm glad that you asked it. So we want data from employers. Do they have employees that need care? Do they have employees, or could they have future employees if there was care available that maybe isn't in place right now? We need data from families. What kind of care are they interested in? Are those resources available to them? How can they access those? Are they close enough that they're in a position where they can access them without too much travel or engagement in that way? We need data from providers. What do they need in order to create capacity for families? Capacity is a big issue. We don't have spots available for children in care. We need data from community leadership, government. How is the lack of or the types of childcare impacting business as they come into our communities? So we need a variety of data. This isn't just a family issue. It's not just a provider issue. We also need data from institutes of higher learning, not only from an employer standpoint, but what are the types of training that are needed for staff so we have high quality care in our communities.
I think, as she said, I mean, it's a regional problem. It's more than just any one, any one entity. And it will certainly take all of us working together to solve or impact this issue. I think that the stronger voices and the more collaborative voice we can bring to the table, the better we can inform our roadmap and our planning for those next steps.
So before you guys actually got started with this program, what was it that brought you two together to really get this thing going and got this off the ground?
Well, so initially, Chrissy and I started working collaboratively through Success by Six, the United Way of the Wabash Valley's Early Learning Initiative. At that time, we were both committee members working for those goals of Success by Six, ensuring school readiness and kindergarten readiness for our community. Through the years, we've evolved both personally and professionally and moved into current positions where we co-chair Success by Six for United Way of the Wabash Valley. Additionally, we have many intersections of professional relationships. So through coursework at Ivy Tech, through student engagement at Indiana State University, and then just our overall community presence, I think engagement through both institutions with Chancellor Crooks and with President Curtis kind of came through community interest and awareness of the childcare needs, and then grant opportunities through the Lilly Foundation to support this type of work kind of all came together as a perfect storm and gave the opportunity to include RJL a bus driver, as a
guide,
consultant. Yes, for the work, to inform the work. So I think it all just kind of came together. There was a grant opportunity and some funding opportunities, some interest, some community advocacy and support, and then already the interconnectivity of the two institutions in this realm. It all led to this project and the formation of this committee.
And, you know, you've already been to two different places. You've been to Sullivan and Terre Haute, I believe. Are those the only two places you guys have been?
Putnam County as well.
Mm-hmm. How has that data collection process been so far, as far as, you know, responses, and how receptive have the communities been?
I think the interest is growing. I think as the word gets out, for sure. We have received just shy of 1,000 responses to our survey, which sounds like a big number, but we would like it to be a lot more, obviously. As much as we can share that, the link to those surveys, the encouragement to complete it, the information or the knowledge that it's not just parents that have young children that we need input from. We really do need input from the community as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I have. Because I lost my train of thought.
Well, so you have more places left on the tour. Where is it that you guys are going?
So we will visit Park County, Clay County, and Vermilion County next week.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will have an additional Vigo County forum on November 2nd.
And what are these forums? I mean, what's going on during these forums?
It's really an opportunity just to collect information from people. We have some thinking questions that we ask to prompt information sharing, but it's really an opportunity for everyone to kind of come together and brainstorm and share what the issues are specific to their own community, and kind of bounce ideas off of one another. Sometimes we don't know an area of need is an area of need until someone else says it. And then, oh, yes, I'm concerned about that as well. And the connection, the interconnectivity between some of the issues, where one issue leads to another, but the solution isn't exactly what you would think it would be, because
right,
that leads to another problem. And those conversations, this is really what we're looking for, are those kinds of conversations.
So whenever you came into this, what were some of the issues that you expected to see more as far as with childcare in general?
Capacity.
I really think capacity, the availability of high quality seats, the number of seats is much lower than we need it to be as a region. We also believe firmly in parent choice, and parents should have the ability to select from different provider types that would best meet their family needs. And without available capacity, parents are limited in the choices that they can make. So capacity, I think, is our strongest concern. But it has been interesting in working with our surrounding counties to learn that some additional concerns related to cost and affordability of childcare is a primary driver. And then credentialing for staff, you know, qualifications for especially high quality staff who have to have specific backgrounds or specific credentialing in order to meet those accreditation or licensing standards. We have heard that as a need in our region as well. So again, that's a great opportunity for the institutions of higher education to look at programming and course offering to see what we can do to make an impact.
And is that an issue that you see more in this region, or is that more of a statewide issue, or is that just a national issue in general?
I would say in general, it's a national issue in general. I think the issues are more significant here because we are a more rural area, our state and our region. So I think those issues tend to be a little more amplified, maybe. But I do feel like it's a nationwide issue in much of the country.
So you mentioned also that there were some issues that popped up that you guys don't even think about, and that happens with just about any type of research that you do. What have been some sort of surprising things that you see, and it's like, wow, those are things that I hadn't really thought about?
I think some of the things that may have been surprising for some of the participants in the community forums could have been the sort of conundrum that we get into with high quality care and what it costs to provide that, the cost of care. So what it costs to put your child in high quality care, and then wages and resources for employees and staff. And so we know all of those things are problems, but when you kind of put it all together and you say, well, you know, childcare's too expensive, but we don't pay teachers enough, as is kind of an issue with education in general, right? We don't pay them enough, but it costs more, and we need more people to have younger children, but we need more spots for younger children. I mean, it's snowball.
Yeah.
And I think that is surprising sometimes when those issues actually are discussed in a clear and direct connection. I think it makes it a little more obvious that the complex nature of what this problem is.
I know it's in the early goings. You're still collecting that data, but where do you see this going as far as, you know, where you think that the solutions are going to be to some of these things? You know, before we started, you talked about this isn't something that you can just solve. This isn't just something that's easily fixed. But, you know, if we're going to get better and better in these issues, where do we need to go?
I think that we look at moving the needle in first in terms of providing this data. So creating a roadmap that shows, you know, here's what the data says, here's what the recommendations associated with that data would be. So that we have a clear understanding of what could be done, what types of things might impact this problem overall. I think the second phase is then looking at those incremental wins, right? So what comes of this data that are easily attainable or readily attainable goals? What can stakeholders step up and address pretty quickly that might start to move the needle? And I think that then that same snowball that we referenced can also begin to address this problem. I don't think, and I think we should be very clear about that, that's one of the reasons why a community collaborative is so important. It's not, this is not a problem that ISU is going to solve. This is not a problem that Ivy Tech is going to solve. But working together with our regional stakeholders, we can certainly make an impact. And I think this data will inform those next steps. And once we have that together, we will have a better understanding of what the potential may be.
And how do you feel having those two, pretty significant schools in this area sort of backing you? I mean, you're wearing your Indiana State, you're wearing your Ivy Tech clothes for this. And what does that support? How does that help as far as this research goes?
Well, it certainly makes sense that we would be, you know, two of the main stakeholders in this situation. My program is the early childhood education program at Ivy Tech. So right. A lot of my students are then the employees that go to work in the field that to not make a lot of money, but do a really big job and create these spots if they're opening businesses. And then my students go on to other institutes of higher learning, St. Mary of the Woods, Indiana State University, and they become teachers. And so, you know, we are connected very closely from our perspective, from Ivy Tech's perspective, not only because we have the students that need care and then employees that need care, but the staff. And so we're tied in a lot of ways on that level. And then Holly catches the rest.
I think from my perspective, it's important to think of both institutions as part of the community, you know. So certainly we have our independent missions and, you know, our own impact, but working collaboratively and really supporting those community needs, it should be empowering for both institutions. The ability to be outward facing and to be responsive and respectful of community need is something that the institution should be taking the lead on. And I think this is a great project that impacts not only our college students, but our employers, our young children, our families, and our entire region. Both Chancellor Crooks and President Curtis have lent their support to this project, and I think they should be commended for that forward-facing and community-engaging stance. This is a project that impacts far more than just one population. It's a regional initiative.
And, you know, clearly you two are very passionate about this topic. And, you know, you talk about you've got a lot of students and employees that you guys work with. They know they're going into a field that doesn't necessarily pay extremely well. But it's satisfying in the fact that you know that you're working with a community where you're really building generations of people. Are there concerns about doing research like this as far as maybe pointing out, oh, well, there's these issues and these are what these issues are to some people? Maybe that deters people away as opposed to giving them that drive to try to solve the problems that you may find or face.
You can't change what you don't acknowledge. And if you don't acknowledge that there is a concern or a potential for a concern, then we can't implement change. I think data acquisition needs to be authentic, whether that's a positive experience or a negative experience, because right. It will give us a true read for where we are as a region. And then once we have that information, then we can look to make positive strides in resolving those concerns.
So let's go ahead and talk about where you guys will be next, unless you have something to add on to that. Monday the 23rd at 5:30, you guys will be basically right here. We'll be at the YMCA in Brazil, correct?
Correct.
And so what can they expect when they come to that community engagement area?
An opportunity to learn and share their concerns. I mean, it's not a formal affair. Everyone has a voice and everyone will have an opportunity to share. And we are hopeful to have as many opinions and ideas as we can.
Holly, Mackenzie, Chrissy, thank all of you so much for coming and also just all the work that you are all putting forward in this community. This has been Focus on the Community, produced by the DLC Media News Center. This program is broadcast Saturday morning at 6 a.m. on 104.9 WAXI and at 7 a.m. on WAMB The Breeze, 11:30 a.m., 106.9 and 99.5 FM, and on Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 105.5 The Legend and at 7 a.m. on 92.7 The Rock WFNB. For a replay of this program or any past programs, go to any of our station websites. Thank you for listening to Focus on the Community.